we don't understand who he is. Like, we don't understand who God is. We don't understand the worth of God. And so I'm going to read this passage to you guys, and I want you to open your hearts to it and legitimately listen to this, because if you do, it's going to rock your world. So hold on just a second. And it's a bit of a long passage, so bear with me, but listen to everything that is coming out of this chapter. It's in Isaiah 40, starting with verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure? Weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? We're talking about God right here. So I'm going to rephrase it. Say that again. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scale. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. To whom then will you liken God? To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds an image, the goldsmith overspreads it with gold, and the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the very foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Useless. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, no one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, and my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That right there, like, you should just sit and shake your head. Like, it's God we're talking about. God. Like, he's holy, and one of the definitions of holy is, like, uncreative. It's uncreated. It's above this world. It's not. God is holy, and if we can grasp onto who God is and the sheer magnitude of who God is and the worth of God, we should just want to throw everything away from us that is of sin. Like, we should desire, our heart should burn. That song that Noel was singing, the all-consuming fire song, this is when this scripture came to me. We should want, like, the thing we want the most is to be consumed by God. We should want to present ourselves. And that comes from getting a grasp of who God is. So along with what Joe was saying about recognizing the strongholds and the sin in your life, I'm going to challenge you. And I know, like, God is asking you, seek me out. Seek me, my identity, who I am, and get a grasp on it. We can't understand who God is. Like, it's impossible for our tiny little minds to understand that. I mean, the seraphim are with him. They've been with him the entire eternity. They're covered in eyes, like, solely meant to search out his glory. And they're overwhelmed. And they've done it for forever. And they will do it for forever. We can't understand, but we've got to try. Because through him comes a power to kick the sin out of our lives. We have to desire holiness, and that comes from understanding the worth of God. Like, we have to understand who he is. Because if we do that, then this stuff will become easy. Kicking sin out of our lives will be easy. And then the fight becomes, Lord, make me more like you. raise me up, help grow me up in you. So, yeah, that's what I had. I'm done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Okay, get out there and go do it. See ya.